Marianne McCracken. Marianne McCracken was born in 1770. She was the youngest of six children from a well-to-do family. Her father owned several cloth mills. She was particularly close to her brother Henry Joy, Harry, who was 2 years older, and when they were growing up, they started Belfast First Sunday School together. In the school, they wished to educate children of the poor. Mary Ann's brother was a member of the United Irishmen. The United Irishmen was founded in 1791, who wanted to make Ireland a more free and equal place for all its people, Protestant and Catholic. Mary Ann supported Harry in this. She was also very independent and started a business of her own so that she would not have to depend on anyone else for money. This was a very unusual thing for a woman at the time to do. Eventually, the United Irishmen were made illegal. Their supporters were treated so harshly that they rebelled against the government in 1798. Harry commanded their troops in the Battle of Antrim on the 7th of June, but he was defeated and had to go on the run. He and some supporters hid in the Slemish area and in other parts of the Antrim Hills. Mary Ann walked deep into the country to find him and to bring him food and clothes. She took great risk with her own safety in doing this. She tried to arrange for Harry to escape by sea, but he was recognised and arrested on the road from Greencastle to Carrickfergus. Mary Ann walked with Harry to his execution in Cornmarket, Belfast, on July 17, 1798, and saw him buried in St. George's Churchyard. After this, she adopted and brought up his little daughter, Maria. She lived long into the Victorian era, only dying in 1866, aged 96. After 1798, she spent the rest of her life campaigning against the slave trade and working to improve conditions for the poor in Belfast. She is buried in Clifton Street Cemetery, close to Clifton House, where much of her charity work was carried on.